This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. You can hear us on Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster, the digital talk monster. And I know a lot of you listen to us on TalkStream Live. You can also get us there, TalkStream Live. We're one of the top 10 radio shows on TalkStream Live, as is radio. Most shows actually on the Red State radio dial, we are very highly rated. Anyway, so welcome aboard. Lots of things going. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I fail to mention NewCaliforniaState.com? NewCaliforniaState.com. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, the new state, yeah. We have some things to say about that. You know, everybody's now talking nationally. California is going to give illegal foreign nationals medical benefits, and me, because of my age group, I'm not allowed those medical benefits, and I'm an American citizen, of course, living in California. So there's blatant bigotry and racism and discrimination against me. But, you know, the illegal foreign nationals, they get top priority. You see, ladies and gentlemen, that's just the way it's supposed to work, right? The laws work for the illegals. You know, Adolf Hitler learned that little trick. Remember, this is what I find very interesting about the laws of California. They're all switching towards somebody who's been a criminal. The criminals are being let out of jail. They're being allowed across the border. They're raping and pillaging, and they're taking all of our assets, and the government is willingly to do that, doing that. Yeah, that's the way it works. So welcome to communist California. That's really what it comes down to. Yeah, anyway, but don't let this bother you because, you know, you're in your own state and you won't have that problem, right? Wrong. If it happens in California, it will happen to you. That's their plan. And our plan is to stop it with New California. So that's how important New California is. So visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, you just can't get over some of the crazy stuff that's going on around us, can you? Anyway, and a couple of things. I got to tell you, the Nadler folks, they trot out John Dean. John Dean. Yeah, John Dean from Nixon era, 40-some years ago. They bring him out to make some sort of comparisons between the Nixon situation and Donald Trump. So he says Mueller provided the roadmap for all of Donald Trump's crimes. No, he didn't. He exonerated him. But that's okay. You see, there's no there, so they have to, you know, do something. And they might as well just perpetuate the lie. Listen, when you got a good lie going on, use it. You know what I mean? When you got a good lie going on, use it. Okay. it's almost hysterically odd. Okay, the Dominican Republic, everybody is talking about Big Papi being shot. He's now back in Boston. In his own native hometowns or country of Dominican Republic, shot in the back by a coward. The coward was caught and beaten by the crowd. I mean, you know, he's a citizen, but you see, you got to remember something. If you're an American citizen, they're looking to kill you. We've told you guys this, especially overseas. I've been killing them right and left, as we found out in Dominican Republic now. Huh. Isn't that correct? Isn't that correct? Anyway, just to kind of let you know what's going on in the Dominican. Oh, by the way, and of course we've had, if you didn't hear about this, an off-duty sheriff in Alhambra yesterday was shot twice as he walked into a Jack in the Box to order something. Somebody followed him in. A suspect who has not been caught, but they got good pictures of him in the car that he was in, followed him in and deliberately shot him in the back of the head. Oh, and then you have the two Arkansas state legislators who are apparently, from what I understand, were going to appear before some sort of hearing for Hillary Clinton. All the Clintons, and they're dead now. Okay, so let's check around other places. Let's look around your own house. How many bodies can you find there? So somebody asked me about this the other day, and I know I'm going to get this question a little bit later today. By the way, grievance number 72 being laid out, right? Grievance number 72 being laid out. It's a really good one. And I want to go back to the death thing. The mysterious deaths. In the Dominican Republic, it's 6 deaths and a wounding over the last... Now, they say the last several months, and that's okay. Yeah, right. It's not okay. It's not. So, anyway, but I just dive down here with me to see what this is from the CBS Evening News. It says another American tourist dies during Dominican Republic vacation. Ah, here we go. Let's listen to this and see what we have here, if they actually have the story. I hate these commercials. If I have a commercial, I'll get on to something else. Yeah, well, anyway. Another one dies in the Dominican Republic on vacation. Seems that these bottles that are in these bars that they have inside the rooms, which are sometimes small mini bottles, but then they have the whole fifths and so on. They seem to be the problem. And they seem to have some sort of poison. The only linkage is that they're, you know, they drink out of these bottles and they die. Now, well, I don't know about you. Probably the bottles have been tampered with, and then they drink them, and there's poison in it, and they die. So what kind of poison, we do not know. What we do know is that in the Dominican Republic, where autopsies were performed, they died of natural causes. That's what they say they died of. Shocking, they all died after drinking out of the minibars. You know, and then now, Ortiz gets shot in the back. Now, he's a native, and they shoot him in the back. But why would they shoot their own native in the back? Why would they do such a thing? Well, because he's what? He's an American iconic hero. I want you to think about that. That connection, that connect the dot is absolutely there. Killing Americans is now sport internationally, and soon fast becoming sport in this country. As we have warned you, that while we go through this revolutionary period in world history, while the totalitarians are making their move at destroying this country. Oh, have we been invaded yet? Oh, the ongoing invasion. That's just another article that we're going to talk about, too. You know, how many hundreds of thousands of... Well, and of course, they're upping the numbers, by the way. It seems like every month they just continue to up those numbers. I mean, they correct the numbers from the month before, so naturally it's a higher number. Anyway, stay with a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff going on. Then there's John Dean. Man, what a moron he is. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm a prospector. I found a big old river rock. I'm sure it's a gold nugget. Where do I go to cash it in?
Whatever precious metals you're digging up, we'll barrel it over to Yuba City Coin and Bullion by the 10th Street Bridge. Always paying top dollar on placer gold, pickers or bigger, any hoard of gold coins and silver ingots, shiny or not.
Eureka! They're paying more than all the teeth in my mouth!
Your local coin shop buys those too. Gold crowns and bridges. Also, scrap jewelry and sterling silverware. We melt it down, turning it into shiny gold and silver ingots that you can invest in.
Well, I'll be! Strike it rich at the Twin Cities!
Yuba City, Coin and Bullion. 438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. 755 Coin.
Now where'd my donkey wander off to?
We have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Welcome back. We've learned of a sixth American tourist who died quite mysteriously in recent months at a resort in the Dominican Republic. The FBI is helping local authorities investigate these deaths. We asked Jamie Yukas to tell us more.
Robert Wallace traveled the world with his wife. Friends say he worked hard and played even harder. But his niece says he fell ill almost immediately after drinking a scotch from the minibar at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. He was dead just 3 days later.
I didn't plan on coming back, widow.
David Harrison of Maryland died at the same resort last year. He and his wife had taken their 12-year-old son to celebrate their wedding anniversary.
Words can't describe. My life got turned upside down when he passed.
The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino says it is confident that all operational protocols were followed.
There is something dirty at the bottom of all this.
Miranda Schaup Warner and Yvette Monique Sport died at the Bahia Principe Resort. Their death certificates list the cause for both as heart attacks, but Sport's sister questions that.
We were promised within 3 months that we would receive a toxicology report. To this day, which is almost a year now, we've gotten nothing.
I'm doing a video.
Edward Holmes and Cynthia Day were celebrating their engagement before they both died in their room at the Bahia Principe. The FBI is assisting Dominican authorities on the ground with all six deaths.
The resorts say they are cooperating with authorities. Right now, there are no medical connections linking the deaths. The economic impact from all the negative publicity, though, is significant. David, nearly 7 million tourists a year visit the Dominican Republic. Most are from the U.S.
Jamie, thank you. An important story.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's what I've been talking about. Another American tourist dies in the Dominican Republic. And then Ortiz, he's now back in the United States. You know, of course, how long will they find him? You know, then we had the shooting in Los Angeles. Not good, guys. This is, none of this is good. It really isn't. So, but again, and this is the way these things play out. You know, we've been telling you there's going to be assassinations. There's going to be shootings, killings, and it's just going to have random acts of assassinations. This is the way it rolls when they are, when totalitarians are trying to take over a country. They destabilize it by, you know, thousands slashes, as they say. Well, I got a thing here by way of my little thing that goes across the screen. Ah, here we go. Hundreds of Ebola-ridden Congo dumped in Texas. There you go. No disease, or that's of course what's going on. That's what's going on with the whole thing at the border now. Is the disease thing is being in the offing? Right, right, right. Tourist urinates blood. Alarming stories. See, I'm back on the other thing. Alarming stories. Yeah, this goes back to that other one. So, but, you know, urinating blood when you go to a resort, probably not the best thing you want to be doing, you know. And you certainly don't want to go in the pool. That might really bring about a larger detraction than probably what you really want to see, right? I'm just saying. Anyway, this whole thing in Los Angeles, I think, is kind of interesting. The shooting by this off-duty sheriff, and what was that all about? It could be a number of things. It could be gang related, but I don't think so. Just by the looking at the people and the way this whole thing was handled, it looked like an upscale car the individual was driving, and the guy was very, very well dressed, and he looked like it to be a Caucasian or Asian. One of those. We can't really say for sure. But it looks like that may have been the case in this situation. So that one's going to have to play. That's Alhambra, California, where that happened. So let's go to the border. Illegals mock Trump deal. Video shows border break over weekend and see them flood in. Okay, let's talk about the mocking of the deal. Now, this deal is being mocked, actually, by, of course, the left. Right, or the communists, if you will. That deal is being mocked. And I guess there was some sort of big parties going on down in Tijuana about it, basically slamming Donald Trump. But in the long term, this is all going to work out in our best interest, as long as we can stop the flow, right? My bet to you is it's not going to stop the flow. And Mexico is going to go, he's given them 45 days, or else tariffs come in. I say let's check on it this weekend, which you're only a few days away from, right? This weekend is almost here. I know it's Tuesday, but, you know, it's almost here. We can see it. Let's give them until this weekend and see how things are going. See if things have slowed down. If not, tariffs. That's why you have to deal with these people. Look, they have been doing this and getting away with it, and this government for years has been allowing it to happen. This isn't a Donald Trump problem. This has been a problem that's been kicked down the road by everybody. From George Bush to Clinton to Bush to Obama. No one's wanted to work on it or stop it. Now he's trying to stop it. Now he's successful at stopping it. And he's going to be successful. People are going to have to comply with it in Mexico or else. And he's very, very firm about that, right? Very, very firm on that. I'm being like a Donald Trump fan here. Because, you know, he's the only person who's tried to do something, realistically. And the wall is being built. Yeah, it's being built. And you heard that the courts have said, shocking, he can use the money any way he wants to. He got the okay for that. In other words, he said that he needed the money. He wasn't going to get it from Congress. So what he did is he reallocated money that was used for construction funding in the military. And then they took him to court, and they got a judgment. And, of course, it was reversed. Donald Trump is free to use that money now. No one's talking about that. We will. We'll tell you. He's winning. But they don't want you to know he's winning, how badly he's winning. That's the other thing. Because, you know, Biden? By the way, today, Trump and Biden will both be in Iowa. Which brings us to another big thing. And I'm going to talk about the election. For Donald Trump, 2020, you're either with him or against him, right? That's sort of the way the whole thing goes. My prediction is that he's going to win and win big. But he's going to win and win big because he's going to have the support of people in New California. Yeah. If you're a member of the California Republican Party, where do you go? What do you claim? What do you claim? You claim to be a Republican in the California Republican Party? Well, you can't do that. You can't do that. They're part of the monoparty system now, the California Republican Party. It's part of them. They've rolled over, and they're now firmly ensconced with Gavin Newsom and friends. And it's a love fest. Yeah. And there's not really many in the Assembly and in the House of Representatives or in the State Senate or the Senate. Well, the Senate, we got two Dems, right? In the State Senate, there's only 40 senators. 29 of them are Democrat. And in the Assembly, there's 80 Assembly members. And, oh, shocking, guess what? 60 or Democrat. Oh, I'm in the House. Out of 53, 7 are Republicans. No Republican Party in California for you. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life.
That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. You know, how are those earthquake swarms doing in Los Angeles? We'll try and get a checkup on that one in the third hour. Orville checkup coming up in the third hour. Something to do with a crack in the weir. The ogival weir. There's a crack. Or two or three or four. The big chunks of concrete. A lot of people don't... spending time, you know, in your spare time, what do? You read, you read these technical reports about dams, just to, you know, have a good day, right? Run a bunch of numbers and look at numbers you don't understand. I mean, then you can call, hey, what does this mean? Well, it doesn't mean anything good, you know. You got to read, you know, anyway, that's just me just saying, right? Okay, now, here's a dilemma. California communist government, socialist communist government, is really working overtime to destroy and take away everybody's freedoms and liberties and destroy the constitutional makeup of California. We get that. We know that's going on. And they're pretty much saying, yeah, that's what we're doing. Right. You know, so anybody who's a citizen in California, now if people are catching on. I was listening to one of the talking heads out of Fox News. Was it this morning? I guess, you know, because this is a grievance day, so you know, I get caught up in writing the grievance, and the things are out there listening. I'm listening, kind of listening and writing. And listen, I'm amazed that I multitask. I mean, everybody says men can't multitask. I mean, I do all sorts of multitasking, but I'm multitasking, listening away to one of these commentators, and they're saying everything. It's like they're reading the script of some of our grievances. And I'm just chuckling because, you know, we're on 72nd today grievance, 72nd grievance. We're going to go up to 95. Yeah. And they're so happy and excited about that. The other side, you know, the communists, they don't like it, but you know, we're doing it anyway. So they were saying, you know, it's like they're trying to get rid of all the American citizens. And I said, now you're talking. That's because that's exactly what they are doing. And it's been going on for some time. So now, and you got all these infiltrators, all these people that are, you know, leftovers from the Obama administration at the federal level, blah, 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 blah. All sorts of things happening. All right. So anyway, but what's happening to the Republican Party of California? They're disintegrating too. They're being replaced, and they've been replaced already. There is no more, in my opinion, viable Republican Party in California. And it's been this way for a long time. I was back in it was 2012. I started going to these various and sundry conventions and so on, not really re-engaging with the Republican Party. For those of you who do not know, I left the Republican Party after the defeat of George Bush the Senior to Bill Clinton because I saw the duplicity in how the California Republican Party ended up supporting Bill Clinton and not George Bush, so which was, to me, it being somewhat virginal to politics, that was a shocker. And I said, oh, I can't believe they did that. Well, of course, they, you know, at the time and location where I was at, it was, you know, the developers selling out to Bill Clinton, and he gave them promises, which he, you know, came through on for money for them. So it was George Bush Sr. wasn't going to do that because it wasn't his time. You see, the globalists wanted Bill Clinton. So, you know, globalists, when they want their president, they get them, just like they got George Bush the Senior. He was the guy who introduced, of course, the one world order, the new world order. We play it at the beginning of each hour just about. That's great speech from 1991. Oh, I know. It was September 11th, 1991, he gave that speech. No significance there. None, right? No significance there. No significance. I want you to think about that. And then there's an election held with him versus Clinton. And you see, I was involved in the Republican Party at that time, and I was seeing things. I'm going, this isn't like it's supposed to be, because I was a conservative, you know. And, of course, I was being pushed. I knew I was a young conservative, and I was being pushed out. I'm going, well, I don't like that feeling, you know. So I quit the Republican Party back in 1992 and never returned until 2016. Because, you know, why? Come on. Because the reason is I wanted to vote for Donald Trump. And the primary in California, the primary system is you have to be registered Republican to vote Republican. Right. They have that all controlled, right? Everything is totally controlled by the monoparty system, and the California Republicans have been a part of that for a long time. But I was told in 2012 by some very, very, we were out to dinner. It was either 11 or 12. Maybe it was 10. And we were talking about the Republican Party. And see, I had no dog in the hunt, basically. I was just, we're talking parties. Now, these people were very influential people in Sacramento. Very influential. And they both looked at me and they said, look, Paul, there is no Republican Party that's effective in Sacramento. There is no Republican Party anymore. And I looked at him, and I thought, well, we got people. He said, and they said, well, there's people in seats, but the Republican Party in California is irrelevant in Sacramento. Now, that was back 2000, and it could be, you know, I'll have to go look up what I think might be the dates. It between 10 and 12, 2010 and 12 is when that dinner thing took place. And so it's been sticking with me ever since. And, of course, I had to find out for myself. By 2012, I had been to a number of California Republican functions, including conventions and so on. And I found it. See, California, or Sacramento, Burlingame, Los Angeles, that sort of thing. And it was very, very obvious in those conventions that there was something really, really wrong with the Republican Party. In fact, when I got into one of the press rooms, because I had a press pass, I was talking to a number of different reporters from big newspapers and other electronic media outlets. We had like a gaggle where we all sat around a table. And there, the question was, what's going on with the Republican Party? They seem like they're so disjointed and trying to separate. This is in 2014. Because it was the Neil Kashkari debacle. They said, it seems like they're trying to destroy the Republican Party. That was a consensus. And some big papers, they didn't write it, but if you go back and look at some of those big papers that did cover it, you can kind of read between the lines that they were feeling that way. Feelings, you know, newspapers have feelings too. So that brings us up to Donald Trump in 2020. Now, this is from Steve Frank. Says, Trump celebration events and TV watch parties June 18th. Celebrate announcement for re-election. Now, listen to the statement he writes. Now, this is coming from Steve and Frank. And I'm saying to Steve, it's about time you got on board, Steve. I mean, really. This is an action item for supporters of President Trump. The time to kick his re-election into high gear has started. Then he goes on with this. Notice that you have not received, or that you have received no communication from the official California Republican Party and most county parties that the president is going to officially announce his re-election effort on June 18, 2019 at a rally in Orlando, Florida. In a San Diego Union Tribune article, the CRP chair announced there would be no Trump campaign in California. Were that true, there would be little reason for Trump supporters in California to vote. And that would destroy what is left of the Republican Party in California. No Trump voters, we lose even more assembly members, state senators, and members of Congress. Pat Buchanan, during a run for president, was asked by the media that since he did not have any campaign money, how would he get the message out about his views on the issues? And Buchanan was clear, and his statement about his race stands for today as well. I do not have to tell my supporters what to do. They know what needs to be done. This is His call for action. Trump celebration event and TV watch parties June 17th. Celebrate announcement for re-election. And then it says celebration of events at noon or time of your choice on June 18th at City Hall, at the offices of your members of Congress, especially if a Democrat, at the street corner with the most traffic. Bring homemade signs, be proud, and wear your MAGA hats, shirts, and Trump regalia. Show the Democrats and Republican leaders in California that leaders, California has lots of Trump supporters and we want to turn out for the vote. TV watch parties, showing the colors. We need you to show the media, the GOP leaders, and the Trump campaign team that Californians want to help re-elect Donald Trump. Sorry to see 1 week before the announcement, leadership is not even mentioning the event, much less showing the support. And I want to say, Steve, how naive can you be? It's nice that you're waking up now. It's nice that you're waking up. Reporting, important that we know how many events and TV watch parties are held in California. Please send me the name of the organizer. City, okay, he's trying to rally himself around it. Well, there's only one place for these people to go. There's only one thing for them to do. If they want to support Trump, they need to come to New California and form the New California Republican Party. If they want to call themselves New Californians for Trump, they can do that. There's nothing stopping them from doing that. New California, of course, cannot endorse any political candidates, but we can endorse and support a Republican form of government. That's why we would also strongly suggest, and listen, I say this from a position of knowledge, that if you want to form a, and again, complete the other part of the equation of Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which states that there is a guarantee that we will have a Republican form of government, then I would suggest strongly that Democrats who are really disenfranchised with the Democratic Party, you come over to New California and form your own Democratic Party. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing illegal about that. Nothing crazy about that other than it's not even crazy. It's sensible. And it makes sense. If you think California state is going to stand much longer, then you know what? I have some great swampland to sell you in Washington, D.C. And maybe you're sucking out of the base of the basin of the swamp. Just, you know, I'm just saying. The reality check for the Republican Party of California is it's dead. It ceases to exist. It ceased its relevancy in Sacramento years ago. And with this last, and of course, who's in charge? You've got a dictatorship in charge. And it's being displayed openly out in front for everybody to see now. Open, blatant discrimination being generated by the totalitarians in the legislature and the governor. Blatant. So what are you doing about it? Well, we're doing something in New California. We're forming a new state. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen very soon. You know, it's interesting. People are waking up to the fact that California is as broke as a joke, and the time, the impending doom time is near for California. Well, that it's also, of course, a ray of sunshine and hope for New California, because we know what we can do to turn that around for the New California, and we will. And while California wallows in it, we will rise up from the ashes as the New California. And the political parties will too. And they'll thrive. And there will be a Republican form of government in New California. So, for those of you that are disenfranchised from both parties, it's an opportunity to form your new political parties in California. With New California. And say goodbye to the totalitarians of old California, if you know what I mean. I'm just saying. So, wear your MAGA hats, wear your whatever hats. Trump re-election event and TV watch parties celebrate announcement for re-election. Let's do it. This is today, the 11th, he announced that. Well, we'll see. We'll see how many people really do get to be a part of the watch parties for Donald Trump in New California versus California. Why doesn't everybody get together? You know, if you're supporting the California Republican Party, stop it. Stop it. It's not going to do you any good. And I know some of you loyalists to the California Republican Party. By the way, and we've got a lot of loyalists who have said, heck with them. Like, you know, I'd love to be loyal to them, but no way, Jose, because you're not working for me. What these people are doing is working for the deep state in California. That's what they're doing. And what are you doing to stop them, I guess, is the other big question, right? What are you doing to stop them? I guess everybody has to do their own thing and find out for themselves. The problem is we're running a little bit short of time now because events are moving very quickly. We're at the point where people are now being assassinated openly. Yeah, it might be starting in the Dominican Republic, but, you know, look around what's going on now in Arkansas just the other day. Two state senators shot to death. Two state senators shot to death. Hello? That's kind of a problem, isn't it? Just a big one. Now, here you have some of the Dems that are a little bit upset. Low polling 2020 Dems crying foul over DNC rules that could cut them from debates. Well, I don't know why that's a problem. There's only 25 of them. De Blasio. This guy thinks he can run for president. And I'm sure not win, because he won't win. And then there's the talk of the president. So 2020 Dems. I want to check this one out. This is call it the debate before debates. I'm getting texts. Go get them. The debate before the debates, with the deadline just a few days away for the 2020 White House hopefuls to qualify for the first two rounds of primary debates organized by the Democratic National Committee. Shocking. They're still around? Listen, I thought they were done with Hillary. I thought it was over. There's no more Democratic Party, I was told. I'm just kidding. But you would think so much, right? I mean, and then there's Donna. What's her name? Brazil. Donna Brazil. What's up with her?
She announced new rules to qualify for the third debate in September. Candidates will need at least 2% support in four national polls, plus a minimum of 130,000 unique donors. Some campaigns are not too happy, saying it could, quote, distort their priorities. But the DNC says qualifications are fair, and the campaigns were told months before the debate could come that this would be a bigger issue for Democrats. Here to debate, Democratic strategist Jonathan Harris and Jason Nichols. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Jonathan, what do you think about the new rules?
You know what? I think in one sense it's a good way of kind of whittling down the field, but it might be a little bit premature. It might kind of get rid of some of those lower tier candidates that haven't had a chance to get their message out there yet. And it has the chance of making it so that people try to get sound bites out there in viral moments versus trying to get a good plan out there that appeals to a lot of Democratic voters.
Okay. And can you jump in here as well, Jason?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with my counterpart there that this actually will help us to whittle down the field. But at the same time, I think it's important to realize that this is about people. It's not about big donors. It's about small donors. It's about the people who are going to cast ballots. And we have to narrow this thing down. There are 20 some odd candidates. We need to find who's viable. And I think that this is a good way of going about it.
And Jonathan, what do you say to someone like Kirsten Gillibrand, who's worried that she's not going to make the cut, that she's not going to be able to be at 2% in the polls in later rounds here because she's been struggling? And there are some candidates it's not clear that they're going to get these donors and they want to be on the stage.
Right. And I think that's a concern. I think if you look at some of Gillibrand's town halls and things like that, she's actually resonating with those crowds. But the problem is with these rules, I think these rules are exactly double what the qualifications were for previous debates or what they thought that they were going to be going in. And that's going to cut out a lot of people that I think maybe too early. And also, I think it's very possible that it's going to give fodder to what Bernie Sanders was saying happened in 2016.
Culling the herd. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. And Kirsten Gillibrand, she's gone. She'll be gone.
2-1-1-0.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA.
800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Those watch parties, where are those watch parties going to be? Big question. Those Trump watch parties. Let's get them out there. Let's get them rocking and rolling, you know. Get them rocking and rolling. So, anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I want to make sure that you are getting it. You're getting it. You understand what's really going on with all the different things happening around you. And we're going to be keeping you up to date on from Orville Dam to more shootings as the shootings continue. We'll be updating on those. So that's why, you know, I tell you, one of the things that's going to happen in New California is that all these gun laws that California has been passing, they're gone. Everything that you're experiencing in California will be gone in New California. All this stuff, all this crap, everything that's just the crazies are out there with is gone. Now, it's not going to be easy. It's going to take a lot of work, and we need your help and assistance. We need your help and assistance to pull this off. And the best way you can help us is signing up to be part of New California in your respective counties and also to donate to us. We need the cash. We need the cash. We need the cash to carry out our objectives of a new state. Now, we've been very, very good with our expenditures and our income that we brought in. We've put it to very, very good use. We've been highly successful with minimal funds. But now we're at a point in which we now have to bump it up. So go to our website. Go to the website of New California, and you can become a member or you can just straight up donate. But if you become a member, it's a $10 fee to become a member in New California, and you get a whole bunch of goodies that go along with it. So you can become a member, sign up to be that, or you can just give us a donation, and we really do appreciate that because it is taking money at this real money. And we understood, we knew this would happen because we're growing, guys. We are growing, and it's all good growth. And all of a sudden, people are waking up. Ah, there is a way out of California without leaving California, and that's New California State. So visit newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And by the way, if you're an expat, you can help out too. You can help out also. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to run for time now. When we come back, we've got a lot of things going on. We are going to replay the Scott Bennett, Paul Preston interview for you in just a few minutes. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.